Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:52. Obviously, everybody's talking about you here on CBS News and certainly in our local news. Al Schock is out there right now in Barron, Wisconsin, but the mayor is Ron Flatten, and he has been, of course, front and center on this Jamie Claus story since everything happened, and he joins us now. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
And what a good morning.
Yes, a fantastic morning.
Well, tell us where you were when you heard the news yesterday that Jamie had been found.
Well, I got a call from a reporter in Twin Cities. And he asked me if I knew anything about the case. And I said I had no information on it, you know, that we were just hoping for Jamie to come home. And we ended our conversation. He called me back shortly after that and said, we've got to release information from the sheriff's department. Jamie has been found alive.
What was your reaction?
Well, the same reaction I got right now. I can't quite let it. It doesn't quite soak in that fast, you know. It's unbelievable. It's what we were praying for and hoping for. But still, you know, human nature is you're going to kind of be in a state of disbelief for a while until it really sinks in, I guess.
Mayor, what happens today in Barron now?
Well, the big thing is that the county sheriff, the Barron County Sheriff, Chris Fitzgerald, is going to hold a press conference at 10 a.m. this morning. And then we'll find out as many facts as can be released about this case.
Tell me about your city, because the reaction that we've been reading about for the most part is it seems like nobody gave up hope in Barron.
Yeah, I think we're a very unique, close-knit community. And I think we're also a community that's representative of a lot of people of real faith and trust in the Lord. And people really persevered in their hope and in all the activities that were organized to continue that hope. It's just been a very positive response to a horrible tragedy and with a very great result.
In a town where you would never, ever expect something like this.
Yeah, when this happened, all of a sudden, Barron, the quiet little town that everybody loved, that was such a peaceful place to live, all of a sudden, overnight, it changed very tragically.
Mayor, many things going on. As you said, hard to express how you're feeling, and we will learn more in about 2 hours here with that press conference. But I thank you for taking our call this morning.
You betcha. You have a good day.
You too, Ron. Thank you.
Bye.
Mayor Ron Flatten here on WC Show, the mayor of Barron, Wisconsin, and the center of the news universe this morning. And we're going to have more for you with WCCO News, and CBS News has been leading with the story, and they will have more as well. All of that straight ahead in 4 minutes. As the morning news with Dave Lee continues, 19 degrees at WCCO and a southeast wind at 7 on this Friday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.